I'm back.
Bitch, I'm back.
I'm feeling great. Yeah. Overseas, I caught some stacks.
I caught them stacks.
Them paper planes, she hit my line stack.
She hit it stack.
Forgot her name. Damn, I rock that dad hat.
That dad hat.
That's on the gang. Okay, okay, off the rip.
Hey, welcome back to Dr. Lucky Talking Podcast.
Louie.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, look at this guy. Hey, we got this going.
Oh yeah, I thought you told me to look at something. I was like, I just see numbers counting up.
No, look at your little screen. Are we gonna do a little hoday?
Well, I gotta go in like 2 minutes to the old work. Well,
maybe we should just like how long? Let's do a 5 minute one. Just say what up to the haters one time.
All right, I'm gonna do this from the bathroom, but just to let them know.
Do it from the toilet. You think I'm on? Okay.
I got Demi's toilet set up right next to me, and
Demi's toilet.
I'm not gonna do it from her, so I need to scoop it out first.
Yeah. To go on. Go on.
You want me to scoop it out? A little ASMR.
Hit us with a little ASMR. Hit us with that ASMR. Okay, look, welcome back to the witnesses. We've only been gone for a small amount of time, so just calm down. Everyone just calm down.
They haven't been doing anything anyways. They've just been patiently waiting.
By their little computers. That's what I thought. Well, guess what, motherfuckers? We're back for 5 minutes only, and then we'll be gone for another 3 or 4 years. Minimum.
So if you got any questions, ask them now.
You better ask them right now. Why don't you give us a little recap? Just give us a quick little recap from the last time we yawned.
Well, our last episode, we left off on and now we're here. We're right there. It picks up right where it left off.
That's very accurate. That's a good little yeah, look, basically what Luke just filled us in on is some things happen, life happened, and now we're here. Cut to, we're here. What's new? Luke now lives on a commune full of little feathered felines.
Kind of something like that.
Is that because of our first episode or one of them when we did about the fowl, the waterfowl, the rape and the waterfowl?
I remember when you, I guess I don't exactly recall that episode, but I remember when you were talking about the lady that could debone chickens in under 2 minutes.
Mary. That was Mary. I recalled her name. I actually went back and listened to the podcast. And look, we talked about some great things, and we could probably do a whole episode on just going back and fact checking ourselves. But that lady was indeed Mary. That was Mary.
Yep, true.
Mary, if you're listening, hope you're still deboning chickens in a minute flat. Also, I don't hope you're doing that because chickens are dead. But yeah,
let them chickens go.
What have you been doing?
Me personally, just been hanging out. Hanging out with a lot of birds.
Hell yeah, yeah. How many?
Like 200 some, 300 some, depending what's going on.
Them's Wilt Chamberlain numbers.
Yeah,
daily,
but literal birds, though, you know what I mean? The flyest one.
Do we know what you mean? Do we?
Probably not. It's a rare occupation.
What is your like official title?
I don't have one,
really.
I like to call myself a bird herder or a professional chicken tender.
Bird herder is the best name of a title. I might just change my role title to that.
You don't like professional chicken tender?
So how did this come about? You just stopped on the interstate?
I moved out to Colorado.
Oh, sheesh.
And I was looking, well, it's actually kind of a funny story. I started working at this restaurant called Next Door. It's owned by Elon Musk's brother. You know, it's like a chain type thing.
Hell yeah. And
the first week went super smooth. I've been bartending for a while. So, yeah, Elon Musk.
Yeah, Edlon. Is that his brother's name?
Kimbrel. Kimbrel is his brother.
Kimbrel. Oh, yeah. My God. The story thickens. Anyway, continue. Proceed.
And so I'm like finishing up my first week and I'm just like, this bathroom is flooding. Like the water's just pouring in from one of our bathrooms. So I go up to the manager. It's like one of those corporate restaurants. So they always got a manager on site, just not doing shit. And I'm like, her name was Reese. And I was like trying to let her know what was happening, but I had to walk behind like the kitchen area. So I start walking behind the kitchen area and there's like this dude bent over, like doing some kitcheny shit. And I was like, hey, dude, I'm going to stick around you.
Is that a euphemism?
What's up?
Kitcheny shit. Is that a little euphemism?
Nah, he's just like doing kitchen stuff. And I was like, hey, I'm gonna scoot by you. And I put my hand on his shoulder and I like start kind of scooting by him. And he like stands up and he's like, did you just fucking knee me, bro? And I was like, whoa, dude, nah, man, I'm just trying to scoot by you. I gotta let Reese know. And he's like, no, you don't come into this kitchen. You don't come into this fucking kitchen. He starts shoving me and I'm like, whoa, dog, like I'm just trying to let Reese know, like, it's a flood. And she's just sitting there like 5 feet away, like very confused why people are yelling.
Holy heck.
He keeps yelling and like screaming at me. And then he like, I'm like, bro, I just need to tell Reese, you need to relax. And he like would not relax. And Reese is like, bro, just let him around you. So he lets me around him. And I was like, yeah, I just wanted to tell you that the bathroom was flooding. And she's like, oh yeah, I already knew that. And I was like, well, fuck, dude, this all could have been avoided. But then he's like, he keeps screaming and he comes up and he's like, you're a fucking weirdo, man. You're a fucking weirdo. And then he leaves. What the fuck just happened? So I went up to Reese and I was like, yeah, dude, I'm done with this. I'm not doing this no more.
Oh, my God. Okay. So you've been into some freaky shit.
Yeah. So then I was like looking for a job and I used to do landscaping back in my home area.
Solicited. You just like tend to people's yards.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, I hit his sons are like my age, a little bit older, and they live around this area. So I was like, and they used to work at like a weed farm trimming, and I was hoping to get into that. So I was like, hey, are y'all doing anything? Or you guys are like, well, we don't have anything, but our boss's friend has something.
He runs a little birdhouse with about 300 chickens.
Yeah, so this dude hits me up and he's like, yeah, I need some help painting a barn. It will be just a little bit of time. And I was like, whatever, dog, I gotta see the job. So I show up and there ain't no barn or paint. It's like this full little farm. So essentially it's this they ended up firing the guy that hired me like 2 days later.
Oh, so probably because there was no barn.
Not because he hired me, they liked me. Anyways, it's a husband and wife. They're like in their 60s or 70s, and the husband is a nutritionist and the wife runs a printing press. So she publishes all of his like nutrition. He's like a renowned nutritionist. So she publishes all of his works and then like all of his colleagues' works or whatever.
I see, and you engaging in the old thruple, a little thruple situation.
Nah, but they hire three of us to run, like they live on this big, I mean, it's just a big area in like a housing development, but they hired us to like, they live off their farm. So we work with a chef and like, we grow everything that they eat all year long. And then extra stuff obviously goes to us or whatever.
And you live there?
No. Me and like the two other three people that work there, we don't live there. We just go there.
Okay. No, I just had to make sure.
Yeah, I don't live there.
Low key just had to wellness check you just real quick. Because it's been a metric minute since the last time we spoke.
Yeah, tell me what you're up to, dude. I'm just touching birds. That's all. Oh,
yeah, you know, much the same. Yeah, same thing. I work on a 300 chicken head count farm. No,
it's not chickens. It's ducks and
couple changes from the old last pod. I am now with child. I don't even think that was a thing in the last podcast.
No.
So look, soul rearing. Maybe we did that. Maybe we did touch on that.
No, I don't think so. You know, I think you were just recently engaged on our final podcast or something.
Yeah. So that was, yeah, did that. And then
have you guys
had 2 year old?
Have you guys did the wedding?
We haven't done it yet because COVID just spanned it. It spanned
it. That's good because it's given me time to get out that way.
Well, exactly. We're not going to have a wedding without. you know, we're not going to have our monster truck rally wedding where Luke is going to MC and ordain us and wed us.
Have this interpretive dance that I've been working on for the last 6 years.
Yeah, it'd be a big waste if we just got married without you, because, like, when are you going to rip that dance out?
Your whole family's like, oh, it's a bummer that you're not getting married yet because of COVID. And you're like, well, actually, it's our friend Lucas. He only has $300 saved up, so he doesn't have quite a plane ticket, but we'll give him a year or two.
He's getting paid a dollar a head on the chickens. Dollar a head a day. Yeah, so that's happened. We've got a two-year-old. His name is... No government names on the potty. You still there?
Yeah, sorry. I had to put my hair up. I'm getting ready. I got to go pretty soon.
All right. Just getting ready on the podcast. I mean, it's not like, you know, it's important stuff that we're talking about.
I'm just kidding.
It is important stuff. But yeah, we are with child. We have a two-year-old. His name will not be revealed on this podcast.
Will he be revealed? Will he hop on at some point?
No, it is a clunky start. Lily's just commented that this is a clunky start to the podcast.
Oh, this is live. This is happening live.
Well, this is just a 5-minute teaser because Luke's on his way to work.
I know what's wrong with the podcast.
You
need me on it.
Oh, Lily's about to join the podcast.
Let's do it. And let's get it visual. Let's get it so they can see all of our faces and that we can pretend we're all in the same room. We got to work on our, like, coordinated high fives and shit.
Yeah, let's get us a hologrammed.
Well, let's get Tupac's hologram running.
We've tried to make it interesting. Luke's just telling us about his life. It's pretty interesting. He lives, I know I haven't said much, but Luke lives on a 300 chicken farm now in a thruple.
Did you see Tyler had a baby? Like, are you sad?
What did you say to me?
Luke is low-key heartbroken that Tyler, I don't know. It's recording right now.
Oh, yeah. No. Back when I, like, had everybody on Snapchat, I saw that she had a cute little kid.
Did your heart break a little bit?
No.
That's true love denied, if I've ever seen it.
Me and Ty Lee?
Yeah.
For a second, I was like, I thought you were, like, when you said Ty Lee, I was, like, thinking Avatar. And I was like, is it? You know what I'm talking about? The character from Avatar? The last
Airbender? Ty Lee in Avatar.
It might be May Lee. It might be Ty Lee, honestly.
Well, look, Luke had a massive crush on Tyler. Big love.
I don't know if that's necessarily a true thing, but
well, it is now.
It's on the podcast, so it can't be denied.
Yeah, there were some really good moments in that podcast, I've got to admit. But look, moral of the story, we're back. All right.
We're back. I gotta put pants on, I gotta go tend these birds, but this was just a teaser.
Luke's gotta go
fond after the teaser.
Bird days.
A full trailer. Let's do a full trailer after this.
Can you start opening it? I guess some suggestions.
Yeah, I can just cut this all out. I can edit it, so it's fine. But Luke's
I put my shirt on backwards. See, that's what happens when we're trying to be distracted.
Luke's about to go fanger some fowls.
Nope.
Okay, Lily, give us your suggestions for this podcast.
I was just thinking maybe like some topics rather than just talking about your guys' life.
Yeah, well, this is just the teaser back. This is just a little tease.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think what you're referring to is the docket.
Probably the whole point of
the game. The whole idea. Not just like jump on and talk about nothing.
You guys aren't reading off of
me. No. Luke has 5 minutes. He told me that. This is just like, look, we've been. Look, here's the moral story to all the witnesses.
We're 8 minutes over right now.
This long to get on to the podcast. This long. And this is it.
What does that mean?
Like, since our last one, we've been just sending messages back and forth.
Yeah, I think if we just set like a calendar date or something and we're like, this is it, this is the one, we're doing it.
Yeah, but do you guys work on the same calendar as us, or are you on like some sort of Inc and Mayans type deal?
How many months does your year contain?
It's a secret.
Well, yeah.
Hello. I have a question. What's America like now? Because when we were talking about when we were there, Obama was in. Is it very different?
Yeah, there was a lot of positive energy when we were there.
It's definitely well, because remember, like, it just wasn't. I mean, obviously, we were younger too. You know what I mean? So we're in a different environment. we were also in the middle of like the nowhere in Wyoming. We were in a very unique environment, which I assume probably hasn't changed at all.
Gillette is the litmus test of America, I heard. If Gillette's doing well, America's doing well.
I think the attitude is, it was never as politically divided. And now, like after the last 4 years, it definitely it definitely is. Not even just politically, like every type of disagreement like between anyone kind of escalates now. You know what I mean?
Like that political thing.
Yeah, like all of a sudden it's like, well, I don't really like this hot sauce. And then they're like, oh, I bet you killed babies. And it's like, whoa, what is this? Why are we talking about abortion issues right now when I was just asking for the tapatio? And it's tapatio, maybe, actually. I don't even know how to pronounce it. And that would offend somebody.
You muddled that pronunciation, you racist.
I wondered how to pronounce that.
Let me guess, you want to build a wall?
Tapatio.
Tilapica. Lots of fish.
Tilapia.
Tilapia. Slappy taffy.
I'm putting on deodorant for this podcast.
Yeah, so Lily's joining the podcast. Huge news. Witness. And also her name's not Lily because that's her government name. Her name is Francesca. And I think mine was Oysters.
People call me Lily now. So when you say Lily, it's kind of thrown off.
No, it's all right. I'll mix it up. But yeah. We'll get Jags on. What did you say?
I said just call us both Louie. It'll be easier.
I'll just say Lil L's. Have you legally changed your name yet?
No, but I've dropped like the last three letters for about 7 years now. I'm just Lou. People just know me as Lou.
L-U?
Yeah, that's what I go by.
I like it. It's just Lou the chicken guy.
Yeah, man. I'm more of a duck guy, honestly. If I had to pick my preference, there's a couple of ducks I've been trying to steal.
Oh my god. I had a duck when I was little and it ran away.
Yeah, we have this, like, we have wild birds always visit because it's like this giant open field with like a bunch of ponds that we've made, and it's like bird paradise. And wild birds will always come and visit. And we've had like these wild mallards come and visit lately, and then they always dip off before I get to be their friend.
Mallards. You could change your name to Bird Paradise, honestly.
That would be pretty cool.
Sound like Bird Paradise. Well, look, podcast is back. It's huge news. People are rejoicing. Actually, real quick, someone in the family now actually came up to me at a party and said, "I'm a witness," and I was like,
"Oh, no way!"
Yeah, and he's like, "I'm a big fan. I listened to it all. I loved it." And he was like, "Yeah, I'm a witness."
It's awesome. Also, this is Brooklyn. I woke her up with this podcast and she hates me right now, but hold on.
Excuse me.
That's her. You can edit that out.
Damn it, can talk.
Yeah, week long. Nah, this is my my live-in lover.
Oh. Hi. Your saucy compatriot.
Yeah, my compatriot, my partner.
Your partner is, did she have a V? Did she have the COVID?
No, she just used marijuana really quickly.
Bit of a wake and bake type deal.
Yeah, it's kind of how we do things around here.
Yeah. Well, look, you live in Colorado. We've been since
we woke up in about 2013, to be honest.
Wait, you've been with someone since 2013? Is that what you just said?
No, we've been high since we woke up in 2013.
Oh, I guess
that's not an exaggeration.
Well,
we've been together for 3 years, her and I.
Hell yeah. But I didn't even know I haven't been informed of this.
Because we haven't made a podcast since then, I feel like. So
I feel like that's true. Well,
who could have known?
What was her name, sorry?
Brooklyn.
Hey, Brooklyn, stand up.
She's on the toilet.
Oh, okay.
Just kidding. Stay seated.
Brooklyn, stay seated. That's big news, Louis. Brooklyn can come on the podcast. And I'd like her to tell us everything that she thinks is positive about young Lou.
She likes me, dude. Honestly, I bet she would say nice things, which would be really weird, especially for this podcast. But
well, just tell her to avoid the early episodes because there was a lot of references to you just straight topping dudes.
Well, here's the thing. She hears me talk way too much already, so I think I tried to get her to listen to the podcast, and she's like, "Ew, whose voice is this? Is it yours?" That's not exactly how it went, but she
it's kind of like when you hear your own voice, but she's just having that reaction. like that. Oh, what is this? Yuck.
Yeah. I've listened to like a song that's stuck in her head, and she's like, oh.
I like it.
Like, oh, I love Justin this song.
Yeah, I love this song, and I'll listen on to repeat. Well, big news. Look, things are happening in our lives.
Yeah, I'm excited for you guys. Love you, Brooklyn. See you. Give Demi my love. Oh, Demi's out here. Good little sneaker. Get inside, bro. What do you think this is?
What are you doing?
All right, I might lose service for a second, but I'm going to keep it going. You're going to go my whole experience on the way to work.
Oh, shit. Why don't you just, like, take us through the whole day of work?
Well, because
birds, like, what are you raising them for? To live a nice life or to be killed?
Eggs. I'm a vegetarian, so I wouldn't even be able to do it.
Luke's turn.
So you have duck eggs.
Duck eggs.
Duck eggs, chicken eggs, turkey eggs. Yeah, all of the eggs. That was us. That was us talking about us, but in the past.
Yeah, look, Luke's in the past. I'm in the future. Catch up, you fucking witnesses. Catch up. Hey, why is your microphone all crazy?
I don't know. I probably just because I got an old ass phone.
Yeah. Okay. First order of business for the Docket Podcast. Louis needs a new phone. Sugar mamas, sugar daddas. Where you at?
Sugar grannies.
Sugar people. All you.
I'll even take high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, he'll take that. He'll apply it to his skin topically.
Yes. Honestly, though, this is just the breakfast version. This is a little snack. And when we're back fully for the first real deal, I can just hop on the laptop.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. Put your fucking hash browns down. Sip your coffee. We're back. We're back at it for a third time. I think it's an eighth installment, to be honest. We've got seven little episodes floating around the ethos.
First called me. I was listening to the eighth episode, I think. So this will be the ninth.
Oh, look at me, fact checker. Well, look, I'll try and chop this together in a very Docket Like We Talk It fashion. It'll just be just nonsense. Straight nonsense. That's all right.
30 seconds or less.
We're going to bring the energy. We're going to talk about some things. Word is we even have a new executive producer.
Yep.
That's word on the street, though. Word on the street. Someone wants to do it for free.
He's free, out on the street. Yo, Kanye forever.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot to talk about. And look, I don't think we have the facilities to talk about it right now. So what we'll do is we'll sign off. We'll sign this little party off. The witnesses can go back to their regularly scheduled programming.
If your heart rate can go back down within the next hour, you should visit the hospital.
You should see a doctor, because we back. Oh, we back. Luke's going to move to Metropolis and actually get back into society again, because he's been hanging out with chickens too much.
Too much is the wrong word here.
His brain has gone to chicken feed. But yeah, we're back. Luke, sign us off. Sign us off with a energetic little jingle.
We're back.
Oh, holy heck. I thought I was getting interference in my headphones.
Sorry, dude. I'm on the notes.
You just hit that Celine Dion.
Celine Dion Sanders, baby.
You hit that Celine Dion secret sauce, that secret spice. You hit that Celine Colonel seasoning. Sanders.
I did it.
You hit that Colonel Sanders. That's that 13, I don't know, select spices and herbs.
Done that for me, actually. You know what I mean? Tune me up. And then kind of remix it in. You know what I mean? Where it's like...
A lot of tune, you say, you go...
And we'll be like, and that's all, folks. Come back next time for your installment of this week's Doug Lego Doug Podcast.
Weekly installments. Let's do it.
Wow, this podcast is like my favorite.